Hello there, and welcome to episode 214 of the FlameBlack.net podcast. I'm flying solo again. We need to get back on our regular schedule. This weekend was fun. But it also felt like we didn't have as much time as normal, and it's showing because I'm recording on a Monday night instead of a Sunday. But here we are. So that's that. Trying to think if there's anything else really to say on that front. Just doing my best to continue this Civ game that I have going. So the weekend started out. Let's just go with entertainment for now. The weekend started out with going to see Tron 3, Tron Ares. The only thing that immediately surprised me about Tron Ares is that the events of Tron 2 were only slightly hinted at. Like, the actor and actress that were in Tron 2 were noticeably missing. Like, where did they go? It's not at all clear. Which is weird. Metals, the riches of the but it was still enjoyable. It was still an enjoyable movie. And I'm reading random stuff about Jared Leto hate. I don't know what this guy did. I have zero clue. So all I know is that in the opening credits of Tron Ares, he's one of the executive producers. He put money behind this project. And that's all I really know about it. I just don't know that much more. So there it is. I'm deciding on a Civ for the next age, it looks like. Let's see here. We'll go that route. But I enjoyed the movie. I'm going to do the world's greatest. I didn't even know it existed. So I really don't think that the poor performance of Tron Ares was because of Jared Leto. I think the poor performance in opening weekend was lack of knowledge that the movie existed. I just enjoyed it. It was fun. No, it's not some breathtaking bit of modern art or something, but not every movie has to be. Look at all of the random Marvel movies or Star Wars movies. These are not masterpieces of art. They're pieces of entertainment. And I had fun. I enjoyed it. The whole premise made sense, and it would make sense to somebody who is not as much of a cult fan of the original movie and then of the second movie. Like, it does so much to honor the original and give nods. It was great. I appreciated it. And that's that. Like, so, yeah. I don't know what all the hubbub is about, all the frustration, but regarding Jared Leto, I just enjoyed the movie. After that, let's see here. On Saturday, we went to the park and got to enjoy time with the grandson and just the family in general. Fall is our season. It is. It just is. And spring to a lesser extent. But fall is really the time we shine. It just feels great outside. You can do something about the cold by putting on a jacket, but it's not so cold that you want to just rush back inside. And it shows, because we spent a amount of time apart. And then Sunday it was... Oh, and then we also snuck in some World of Warcraft Legion Remix. But after that, it's Civ. It's Fortnite. Fortnite went and added Scooby and Shaggy. Now, I was sitting on a good amount of V-Bucks, so I pulled the figurative trigger, and I couldn't resist Scooby and Shaggy. Like, don't underestimate my power, man. And so we played the PvE Halloween event, and just had a blast. So, off we went. I'm trying to also decide what direction to go with some of these things. Expansionist. Probably diplomatic. Yep. Well, it looks like I should have, you know, looked at things a little closer before taking any action on a independent power, but it was really fun going in to Fortnite with Sword Agent and Mordecai, and just blasting things. Highly satisfying. The Civ 7, even though I'm playing it right now, gave me some trouble, because in the multiplayer game we played, I just kept dropping connection. I dropped connection twice. And in that time, the AI did absolutely idiotic things with my resources. So... there it is. Like, I enjoy Civ. I love Civ. I have been playing Civ since Civ 2. Just for reference. But the AI taking over for you on a disconnect, that sucks. It really, really does. And it's, for lack of a better, you know, thought on it, it kind of sucks as much as watching, and we'll just hard transition over with a good segue, watching President Trump be praised about his handling of Gaza. That's problematic. It's unfortunate. How much gold am I making a turn? It's pretty wild. But there we are. I'm happy for the fact that the hostages were released. But the praise that he is seeing internationally for this one thing, while we're also trying to balance, say, tariffs and... Oh man, tariffs are going to be rough this Christmas season. Guys, just brace yourselves. Brace yourselves heavily. Like, all toy prices are already going up. They're going up sooner than anticipated, even. Which is... odd. But they are. And I'm just going to build a bunch of boats and try to get out there and see what's going on. I have like 4 boats going now. Yeah. So I'll get a free cog somewhere. But little inside baseball sieve. Oh, there's the boat. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4. But something that was pointed out to me is, while these hostages should never have been taken in the first place, how strange it is that for these hostages to be released, they should never have been kept in the first place. Don't get me wrong. They released 1,000 Palestinians. Ratio-wise, the math isn't mathing for me. And that bothers me. So, just think on it. I'm speculating here. It is later than usual. That's probably one of the reasons I'm speculating. But it bugs me. Wow, this city over here has a lot of gold, so boom, there you go. I need food. it's just something to keep in mind. It's just something to think about. I don't have any answers. But I always hard run in the age of exploration towards shipbuilding, because then you're not losing ships to the open ocean. And then piety for the same reason. He did not get the Nobel Peace Prize. That went to the ousted and in hiding Venezuelan president. She won, but then power wasn't peacefully transferred, is my understanding of the events. So. Everybody's a little bit messier, it seems. Which is unfortunate. Wow. Got quite a bit of points on that one. But otherwise, nationally, there is the rumor that ICE or the National Guard is going to be coming to Minneapolis heavier. Well, as somebody, you know, in Minnesota, I just want to remind everybody, you don't invade anywhere in winter. So, just putting that out there. Winter's a bad season to be coming up here. This is. You guys do you guys. Challenge accepted. I seem to have a very empty army commander opportunity. So these guys are just going to kind of chill. But let's see here. Otherwise, chaos is still happening in Portland. Not the kind of chaos that he's claiming is happening. Because a twerking person in a frog costume, I don't think anybody was expecting that. Just saying. You know? The peacefulness, the optics of police being afraid of random citizens in frog costumes. That's the funny part. That's the really fun part. It just is, you know? more inflatable costumes are showing up. And I've seen a bunch of comments saying, hey, Minnesota should just do that. Or let's copy Chicago. Or, and so they just keep suggesting other places we should copy. Minnesota is Minnesota. And we should just be ourselves. You should always just be yourself. So, stay weird, my friends. And I look forward to seeing what actually happens. Not in the traditional sense, of course. Just in the true curiosity of what's going to happen next. But I think it's time to wear the wait and see hats. And see what happens next. So with that, we'll call. This has been episode 214 of the FlameFlesh.net podcast. Please feel free to write in podcast@flameflesh.net. Leave a comment on the YouTube. Leave a comment on the various blogs. And we'll just see what comes next. That's all we can do. So please remember that freedom and autonomy are the right of all sentient beings. Oh, and of course I remember one last headline, and that is Qatar getting a military base in the United States. Guys, we sell our equipment to other countries regularly. And when we do that, they need to train somewhere. So part of the sales package is just that. It's offering training. So the fact that they're not building a base. They're building onto an existing base to have enough space to train this new nation on the use of things. Now, the thing to consider is the convenient timing. And Qatar, say, causing President Trump to break the emoluments clause, I can't talk anymore, it's getting late, of the Constitution, you know, the gift-receiving clause. That's a problem. And it's a problem nobody seems to actually be addressing. We'll address it soon. It will get figured out. So with that, we'll call it. So have a good night, everybody. And we'll see you on the other side. This is Flame Flash, signing off.